organisation that represents the vast majority of haulage companies that transport goods between Northern Ireland and Britain has welcomed the reported EU protocol plan as a leap of faith and a positive step. But a senior member of the DUP has said the dispute over the role of the European Court of Justice must be resolved. For more on this, let's talk now to our Northern Editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, how's all this been received in Northern Ireland?
Well, as you say, a mixed reaction around in terms of the politics and business. At this stage, unionists to a large extent are keeping their powder dry. Geoffrey Donaldson, the DUP leader, has of course threatened to pull down the Stormont Assembly on this dispute is resolved to his party's satisfaction. Now, we're told he will not say anything until he sees the fine detail of what is going to be said. Now, one of his party's senior MPs, Sammy Wilson, who was a cheerleader for Brexit and a strong opponent of the protocol, said this morning that any oversight role for the European Court of Justice could be a potential deal-breaker, and that Northern Ireland can't be half in the EU and half out, that UK rules and laws only must apply. So he's clearly raising a flag of concern very early on. Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie has also expressed some concern about governance and the European Court of Justice. He struck a slightly more positive tone, Brian, in that he said that he welcomes this as a start, a move in the right direction, although there's quite a bit of the journey to go. But in terms of the business community, as you said, this haulage representative company, Logistics UK, represents 18,000 members across the UK, around 400 logistic operators in Northern Ireland. Now, they include people in all sectors. These are road hauliers, shipping companies, retailers, manufacturers. They're responsible for bringing around 90% of all the goods that travel between Northern Ireland and Britain. Now, the policy manager, Seamus Lenny, has given a very positive response to this. He's described it is very significant, a leap of faith and a big step in the right direction, as we can hear now.
Really welcome, yeah. We would certainly be keen to discuss this then with the UK government, and we want to find that middle ground. We want both parties to be happy with this and move forward, but you know, make no mistake about it, you know, this is a big step forward, and I think it's a leap of faith from the EU in listening to us in Northern Ireland businesses, and now we'll be making the case to the UK government about taking this forward.
Vincent, to what extent might Maris Sefcovic be hoping in his speech this evening to go over the heads of certainly the UK, but maybe perhaps even Northern Ireland politicians, and appeal directly to the public in Northern Ireland, the business community, to give these proposals a chance?
I certainly think that'll be a big part of the plan, because you heard Seamus Lenny saying there that this demonstrates that the EU have been listening to businesses north of the border. He told me earlier this morning, Brian, that when they met him and they met European Union officials, they gave them a wish list. And he said the reported proposals that he's read so far go well beyond that wish list. He said at one point that they were beyond the wildest dreams of many, that the European Union had moved much further than they thought they might. So if the business community are coming through loud and clear and they are saying they believe the obstacles have been removed, that will put pressure on the unionist politicians. Because up to now, for the past year, we've heard a lot of talk about removing obstacles to trade, getting goods back on the shelves, ending the so-called sausage wars about chilled meats coming into Northern Ireland. The other big bugbear for unionists was also the possibility of medicines. It was an issue. Medicines coming into Northern Ireland. There were claims that cancer patients were going to suffer because medicines weren't going to be allowed in. From what we hear, all of those issues are going to be addressed, and the European Union certainly believes that they will address them satisfactorily. So if the business community on the ground here welcomes this and says it's a green light and they believe that they can now move forward, unionist politicians are in a bit of a sticky wicket, because they've been defending the business community and arguing on their behalf for the past year. Now, some would say the goalposts are moving. And the bottom line here is, Brian, that Geoffrey Donaldson will not step out of line with the British government on this one. Having pushed the British government to argue on Northern Ireland's behalf, David Frost, the Brexit minister, has made it very clear that he believes the oversight of the European Court of Justice is an issue. So the DUP will not break ranks. So we could have a situation over the next few weeks where the business community in Northern Ireland is saying, actually, this does look like a good deal. But unionist politicians say, well, actually, we have problems with the politics of it. So there could be another argument ahead and another serious obstacle to overcome.
All right, Vincent Kearney, Northern Editor, thank you for that. After this short break, we'll be hearing more about the death in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia of Mayo man Tom Kennedy.